February 6th, trade deadline come and gone. We are focusing on NBA action, real basketball. We have six games to go through for your Thursday night. The rotations might look a little bit weird. We've got players in, players out, all over the place. Let's talk about everything. For your fantasy teams, this is the Thursday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume fantasy basketball content. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. All right, we're back. Wasn't a long break, 20 minutes. Good question, Alex. How was brekkie? I didn't get to eat brekkie. I had to go and I was updating. I checked the injury report, and since I'd last updated the injury report over at Roto Baller, the teams had released a whole ton of injuries for tomorrow, so I was doing that. I did manage to make a coffee. So, and honestly, by the time I'm done this and set my lineups, it will almost be lunchtime, so I will just shift straight into lunch. All right, let's get into the games, and then we will dive into some questions. Right, here we go. Dallas at Boston. Dallas, no Anthony Davis, it doesn't sound like. Still doubtful, technically, but he's not going to play. PJ Washington also out. Personal reasons, birth of a child, nothing to worry about. So, look, no, look, I guess what's interesting here, and again, not an accurate reflection, but where does Dante Exum fit into their long-term plans? Where does Max Christie fit into their long-term plans? I thought Exum has he's looked pretty good the last couple of games. He's starting alongside Kyrie. They have Dinwiddie. They have Max Christie as well, Najee Marshall. They will have Caleb Martin. So, with Jaden Hardy as well, I'm not taking a flyer, I don't think, on Exum purely because I just don't think the playing time is there at this point. But if he can get to a 28-minute role, I like Exum. I mean, Aussie bias, I suppose. But, yeah, I don't mind him as a starter. He can handle the ball. I think having Dinwiddie in the starting lineup alongside Kyrie is just almost double dipping. So I think that's why they're going with Exum over Dinwiddie. So yeah, I'm not doing anything with Exum, but it's interesting. Max Christie played 32 minutes, I think, in his opening game. If you've added him, hold him. Let's see how this goes. But I think he's a pretty good fit here, so he could have a good role moving forwards. Klay Thompson, who's been pretty average, I think will continue to be pretty average. Hold. If you need points and threes, he's fine. Boston, healthy, except for Drew Holiday. But of all of the starters, he is the guy that we probably don't need to roster at the moment, so it doesn't matter. Sam Hauser, Peyton Pritchard, both get a bump. If you need threes. Houston at Minnesota. This should be a fun game, this one, I think. Still no Fred VanVleet. As we know, Tari Eason returns. He missed the back-to-back, one of the back-to-back games in their last set. But he will return. He will likely start. I mean, Thompson will shift down to the point guard position. Dylan Brooks, he's fine as a hold, but more of a streamer, I think. Reed Shepard, who was much better than Aaron Holiday in the last game. Let's see if that actually impacts their decision-making and they opt to go with Reed Shepherd as the backup point guard. I would love to see it. Fingers crossed we do. I'm not convinced, but it would be great. Not to the point where I'm adding Reed Shepherd. Deep leagues, maybe. Cam Whitmore, he's not really playing enough. They just don't seem confident enough to give him 25, 28 minutes. In 20 to 22, he is just a points and threes streamer. Does get some steals on an occasion, but not consistently. For the Wolves, Mike Conley will continue to start while Dante DiVincenzo is out. Naz Reid will continue to start while Julius Randle is out. Both, well, Reid is a must-roster player anyway. Conley, assists. If you don't need assists, don't bother. Jaden McDaniels cooled off a little bit, but has been playing very well, so we're rostering him. And Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 6 games tonight. You might have some space. You might have moves. You may have saved them, as we have been preaching all week. Save your moves for the trade deadline and then didn't actually make any moves, or maybe only made one. So you may have a bit of flexibility here in terms of streaming tonight. Orlando at Denver. We're monitoring Goga Bidadze and his playing time. And if he plays, I did think there was a chance he wouldn't play. He's not on the injury report. That could change, of course. But if he's going to play, let's see if he can push up to 25, 26 minutes. Cole Anthony, we're rostering him until Suggs is back. Suggs is doubtful, but probably won't play. Anthony Black would be our next target there, but I would prefer Cole Anthony. For the Nuggets, no Westbrook, no Peyton Watson. Make sure Christian Brown isn't somehow available. I doubt he is. Julian Strouthar is a stream kind of guy. He's been all right, but not great. Same goes for Aaron Gordon. The minutes are there for Gordon, as we know. He is questionable as part of the, well, another example of how are we managing these injuries. He's been back for, what, 3 weeks, and they're still managing him through a calf injury. Yeah, that's questionable in itself. If he doesn't play, it's probably Zeke Nnaji because there is no Peyton Watson. So I would assume Nnaji would potentially come into the starting lineup. Deeper leagues, you might want to give him a look. The Warriors, who are running with not many players at the moment, Pajemski, go and add him. Buddy Hield, stream / add him. Moody, who I'd like to see playing more. I talked about him on the trade deadline recap show. I don't think it's going to happen. I think if he was playing a significant role, he would be an add as well, but he's just not at this point. And I'm not really touching any of their centers at this point. For the Lakers, Jackson Hayes, we hold him until Mark Williams makes his debut, which is probably going to be the next game. Luka also pretty close. So, yes, hold Jackson Hayes, keep streaming Rui Hachimura and maybe Dorian Finney-Smith, but that's about it. Vanderbilt is okay if you need steals. Coffee break. Sacramento. We had some concerns last night with Malik Monk only playing 24 minutes, 25 minutes. He was in foul trouble. So assuming he can avoid foul trouble, let's see what Keon Ellis's minutes look like tonight. Are they going to be at 26 or 27 or down at 20, 21? Now, normally I would say, hey, they're against Portland. This could be a blowout. But Portland are arguably the hottest team in the NBA right now. So it could actually be a very competitive game, which might give us a good reflection of what Keon Ellis's role is going to be. Jonas Valanciunas will also make his debut for the Kings, playing behind Sabonis. I would expect 20 minutes max. But that's best case. Sacramento do play their starters heavy minutes. So 20, best case, probably more like 12 to 15. And for the Blazers, well, we've seen their rotation lately and it's working, so we will assume Scoot Henderson and Shaedon Sharpe will come off the bench. Scoot, still a must-roster player. Shaedon Sharpe, pretty close to a must-roster player as well. Simons, Kamara, Avdija, Grant, Ayton, all must-roster players. And Donovan Klingon, he's pretty tough. Rob Williams as well. They're hard to roster. I'd still much rather Klingon. I think he'll step into a role at some point. Just don't know when that will be. Indiana at the Clippers for the Pacers. Not a lot to talk about, really. They're relatively healthy. Nembhard, worth probably adding. Mathurin, stream him if you are feeling frisky. Neesmith, Toppin, McConnell, these guys, they're just not playing enough on a nightly basis. Unless you're very category specific. I need assists. Okay, look at McConnell. For the Clippers, now Bogdan Bogdanović is coming, but he won't play tonight, obviously. So keep rolling with Derek Jones. If you've been holding him, he's been pretty good. Amir Coffey with no Terrence Mann there. I suppose there's a somewhat clearer path to minutes. So you could give Coffey a look, six games, streaming capacity. By all means, go ahead. That's all the games. So actually not that much in terms of basketball tonight. But let's have a look at questions. We have a few, not too many. Nurk has been struggling with the Suns. What makes him a good fit for the Hornets? Well, nothing. Honestly, I'm not saying he's a good fit for the Hornets, but the Hornets aren't a good fit for the Hornets. So I think they'll just run him out there and see what they've got. His struggles come on the defensive end. That is why Phoenix sort of moved him out of the rotation. Do the Hornets care about defense? I'd argue that they don't. So, yeah, I don't necessarily think this is a good move, a good fit, anything like that. But the opportunity could be there. That's really what we're looking at from a fantasy perspective. On the Hornets very quickly, LaMelo has been upgraded to questionable for tomorrow. I was doing the injury reports and I noticed that. And I'm always keeping one eye on LaMelo Ball. Let me just check if anything else has come in. As I inhale my coffee. Oh, interesting. Okay. So Anthony Davis is out. Yep. Okay. We knew that. But there's an update here. Coach Kidd expects to start Washington at small forward with Davis at power forward. Right. So that is interesting. Oh, let me get rid of this question off here. Dallas. Okay, so if Anthony Davis is going to start at the four, that means Daniel Gafford is a hold because he will start at center. It probably means Max Christie is coming off the bench, not starting, because I don't see that they're going to start him over Klay Thompson. That's not to say that Max Christie won't play meaningful minutes. It also means Dante Exum will probably drop out of the starting lineup as well. And so what I was talking about before is probably not going to happen. I don't see a path to him playing 25 minutes if he's coming off the bench. So, yes, interesting. If you've got Gafford, this would be a little bit reassuring that he will continue to start and play. Look, he's obviously not going to have the upside he's had the last 2 to 3 weeks, but he should still be able to do enough to be a rosterable player. And Max Christie, I would just hold him and see how this plays out. But, yeah, there you go. There's an interesting update. Continuing on with the questions. All right. Danny asks, thoughts on CJ McCollum rest of season now that Ingram and DeJounte are gone. Should I sell high? Yes, I would be selling high. What are my thoughts on him? Yes, obviously with no DeJounte and with no Brandon Ingram, he gets a bump, obviously. Top 60, best case, but missed games, shut down, all that sort of stuff, absolutely a risk. So if you can get a couple of good games out of him, and what has he been doing? He's actually someone I don't have rostered anywhere. Okay, loading up. Let's go, let's go. Okay, CJ. Ooh, let's look at the box score. So the scoring has been pretty good. 19, 30, 17, 23, 22. Doesn't really get much on the defensive end. Look, I think if you could get like a pair of a back-to-back set of 25-point games, something like that, I would absolutely look to move him. If you could get any top 50 player back, I would do that. And yes, Alex Brecky was not Brecky. Didn't exist. But that's fine. I usually don't have breakfast anyway. So with the Bulls and the Blazers not really doing much, welcome to Chicago. Does Collier have higher value than Scoot and Io Desunmu? Comparable, I think. I wouldn't say he has more value. Of the three, I think I still prefer Scoot. But, you could make an argument. I just think Collier is a little bit more limited in what he brings to the table, fantasy-wise. Scoot and Io are a little bit more well-rounded at this point. Hope I've got the day off. I do have the day off. That's because I have appointments. So it sort of coincided with this being the trade deadline, and then I've got to head out shortly, actually. I've got a couple of appointments and things I need to tend to. But, yes, I do have the day off. So I might be able to squeeze in a nap later today. That would be nice. But like I said, once I get home and the basketball's on, and then I've got stuff the Savo to take my kids to. So we'll see how I go. Would I rather drop Beal or Vassell for Buzelis? Well, if I had to pick one personally, I'd probably pick Beal, only because, again, you know, I'm usually to my own detriment or downfall high on Devin Vassell. Again, I think they're all comparable, top 80, top 90, top 100, that range. Buzelis has more upside in terms of blocks, though, so a little bit different. With what fantasy strengths he has. So, yeah, look, I think you could drop either of them. I'd personally hold Vassell, but I think you could go either way. What have we got? Alex, what do we do with the Nets guards? Yeah, Simmons is a potential buyout. I did see that. D'Lo being bad. Yeah, D'Lo is bad. What are we doing with the guards? Again, fair question. I think Keon Johnson is probably the most trustworthy. He's been pretty good lately. Russell is hard to trust. Where does Cam Thomas fit in? When does he come back? That's probably going to impact a lot of this, because if he comes back in, plays 32 minutes a night, which he's obviously not going to straight away, because he will undoubtedly come back in and they will manage him through an injury, which he has supposedly recovered from. He impacts playing time for the backcourt. D'Angelo Russell, Ben Simmons, if he's still there, Keon Johnson, Zaire Williams, he's not really a guard. Tyrese Martin's been playing a bit. So it is hard to know, but if I had to pick one, it would be Keon Ellis, the guy that I'm trusting at the moment. What's my outlook on Vooch rest of season? Is he going to sustain or is he going to get shut down? I don't think he gets shut down, because the Bulls just, we know what the Bulls do and they don't shut down. Vooch, I don't think he's going to be as good as he has been. I think he's probably still top 50 though. Yeah, I'd be comfortable in that range. Are Vince Williams or GG Jackson rosterable in 12 team? Would I drop Nick Smith, Ellis, or Jose for one of them? Oh, man, Memphis is so deep. I don't think so. At this point, no. I just don't think the minutes are there for either of them to be rosterable. So I probably wouldn't at this point. Yeah, I don't think so. Why are people saying Matkovic is a pickup after two games? Look, we were somewhat high on him coming into the season. We thought he had a chance to start. That didn't happen, obviously. I'm just bringing up their roster. And as I said in the trade deadline recap show, the Pelicans and the Wizards are actually two teams that it's hard to get a read on at the moment, because you're right, Matkovic could play 20 minutes if they play Cleary Olynyk, if they play Bruce Brown, or Matkovic, who played 30 minutes yesterday, could just be a 30-plus minute player rest of season. He's a good shot blocker. He's a good rebounder, which would make him a top 100 player. So, yeah, it is hard to know. It is a very small sample size, but that is why. I just think the opportunity is there, and he has a pretty fantasy-friendly game as well. No shining knight, that's fine. Buzelis questions. I was expecting them. Alex doesn't like the BI trade as a Scotty owner or manager. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Yeah, look, they do now. It was a weird pickup, I think. You want to move Scotty in a points league. So who would I be looking at? Look, I think he'll still be okay because he does other stuff. He isn't just scoring, Scotty Barnes. He handles the ball a bit. He's a decent rebounder, and his defensive numbers are pretty solid as well. So I know he takes a bit of a hit here with BI coming in, but I still think that he is a pretty safe fantasy player. So if you want to move him, I'd be aiming at top 30 probably. Well, from Dave, thanks for the great work today with Dan and Trey. Yeah, it's been a busy day. I've got two more shows after this. Not right away. You added Saar and Nurkic during the trade deadline, but once Saar is back, would I drop Lonzo, Io, or Draymond? I'd drop Draymond. Not Io. He's pretty safe. Lonzo, Lonzo's minutes are safe. He has been a little bit underwhelming lately. The defense hasn't really been there. The assists are down. And that's the issue when you run a four-guard lineup with Vooch, who can also play as a facilitator. There's just not that many assists to go around. So, yeah, I think I'd drop Lonzo or Draymond would be the probably the two that I would consider there. If you needed to. Shining Knight. If we had a nickel for McCollum having a collapsed lung when I trade him, I'd have two nickels. It isn't a lot, but it is very weird that it happened twice. Yeah, we do get those weird sort of situations. The other one, there's the two, was Paolo and Franz, both suffering exactly the same injury within a month of each other, and it's an injury that is very rare. Torn oblique doesn't happen very often, and of course it happened twice to one team, to their two best players in a month. Yeah, stay away from McCollum. We want him to have healthy lungs, don't we? What do I think about streaming Post tonight? Jump off, Cap. Look, sure, if you want to take a flyer, if you've got a space to rent kind of in your roster, then, yeah, you could give him a look. I better put that question up. I didn't put it up. All right, Danny, how would I rank Diabate, Portis, and Edie rest of season? How should I prioritize who to drop if I need to stream someone in? I would think Diabate would probably be your preferred drop there. Only because of the whole Nurk situation. If I had to put them in order of drop, who would I drop the most? Who would I drop the least? I'd probably go Diabate, Portis, Edie. Should I aim to get a 2-for-1 trade with Vassell and Beal? Better than just leaving him on the waiver. You could, absolutely try that, because I do think both of them are must-roster players. So I answered that question for Dave. Yes, I did do Dave's question. Would Scotty be a good target? So if you were offering Beal and Vassell, yeah, it's a good target on your behalf. So try it. Carl asks, would I trade Collier for Lonzo to increase defensive stats? Yeah, like I said, Lonzo's been a bit hit or miss lately. I think that's fine, though. I think that's an okay trade. It's definitely fair. Collier has more assists upside. But, yeah, I think Lonzo, despite Collier arguably being a better defensive player, I think Lonzo has a better fantasy game in terms of defensive translation kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm okay with that. Okay, I'm going now. I've had enough of talking for a while. Things to do. I will be back later today with a post-game show. I will also be doing another trade recap with Matty G tonight. We'll be doing a crossover, probably on both of our YouTube things. I think it will only be on YouTube. I don't know if he normally does them on Twitter or X. I'm not sure. Anyway, there will be another show. I'll find out about trade talk tomorrow, actually. I might message Michael Waterloo, see if he's available tomorrow to do a trade talk show. So, yeah, could be a lot more content coming up. It will depend on others. But that will do for now. Please go and find us and download and subscribe and do all of that stuff. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time. Catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at FBI Basketball.